Use as directed.
Makeup. Roberta, you got your makeup on?
This hour of the morning? Are you kidding me?
I figured you'd be all set and raring to go here.
I'm in my pajamas.
Well, you can still have makeup unless you put your makeup on your pajamas.
I have a red velvet Victoria's Secret robe on, though.
Oh, very nice. That's very good. Well, if you ever get a television camera in there, we'd be able to see that as we try to do video.
Yeah, right.
But the regular staff is not here today, and so we don't have our video anyway. So I am free to be in my bathrobe as well. Ain't it swell?
Yeah.
Friday, 18th of March, is upon us. The place to begin today,
right now,
to improve your world is to go inside your heart, Roberta, inside your head, maybe even use your hands today, because all of those things are important to your success, your heart, your head, your hands. In order to get along, you need to force your heart and your head and your hands to work together, I think. The best, the most successful people who are the most successful in all aspects of life, I find, in my observations, to have a strong heart, a strong head, and strong hands. Does that make sense? And it isn't about telling people that I'm right and you're wrong. That never brings about peace anywhere, because people are always going to disagree. In my heart, I know I'm right. Much of the time. Not all the time. In my head, I know I'm right. Much of the time. Not all the time. I know I have strong hands and I use them, hopefully, for good. And I don't try to impose anything on others. I am strong in my connection. Peter, who's sitting in for Michael and Richie this week, and I have strong feelings about certain issues. He has, and he's very intelligent. He articulates well his points of view. He and I often disagree, and he'll find things that will back up whatever he's thinking about something that I may be talking about on the air. And it's pretty stimulating. We don't impose our beliefs on one another. We can have in our head the thought that he's wrong and I'm right. That's okay. But I have respect for him. He has a mind, and he has the right and the ability to use it, which is pretty important, and it is lost on some people, I believe, in our country today. I don't think people, and I'm, this is a generalized statement, maybe a dangerous one, I don't think people always are themselves. I think they let other people tell them what to think, and therefore they don't have peace in their lives because they feel like they have to get along, and in order to get along, they go along with ridiculous, crazy things. And maybe they are ridiculous and crazy, but they're just, if you really think about things, do you always agree, do you really, really feel, ladies and gentlemen, that the issues that are before us and the myriad of issues, whether it be the obvious stuff politically or economically or socially, all of the stuff, do you really feel like everybody, you know, I remember it's best to probably exemplified by a caller that I frequently cite who I don't even remember what the issue was because it was a while ago. It just what she said and the way she said it, Roberta. As we were getting into a discussion of something, she said, and of course, we're conservative Republicans. And I said to her, just a second.
We're?
Well, but she's talking about she and her husband.
Oh.
But she said, of course, like, hello, anybody who wasn't in their stream was wrong. Of course, we're conservative Republicans. What do you mean? Why is that of course? I don't know that. I might have gleaned it from having a conversation with you, but why do people feel it's so important for them to be identified with a club, with a group? It's like saying, oh, of course, I'm a Catholic. Or, of course, I have blue eyes. of course, I always watch Glee. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like anybody who didn't was not worthy of consideration. You know what I mean? Everybody else, discount whatever anybody else says because, of course, they're not. You fill in the blank of whatever the exclusionary club is. It's not thinking. I don't think people are at peace when they feel that they must declare themselves like that. You think that I'm on the... Does it make any sense?
You're on the soapbox.
I am a little. Yes. All right. But it's, you know, once in a while you got to...
We should have a sounder, a Doug on the soapbox sounder.
We can...
So that we know when you're about to do this. Right, exactly.
Later.
Doug's going on the soapbox.
Yeah. Okay, so Roberta's going to have her Queen of Chief. It's fabulous Free Friday. So I'll have some neat things for you to consider there. Shelley Palmer will be with us. And he's actually going to talk about what's moving in the news world. New York Times is going to start charging for content. I think that'll be pretty interesting. Yeah. And I have a TV quiz as we talk about what's on television tonight, some of the stories from the world of TV. That's coming up as well in this hour of Good Day. Plus, in a moment, today's good news here on Good Day. It's 13 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
Good news, coming up, our television quiz, but first the good news at 16 after the hour on Good Day. Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, Richie on vacation, Jennifer's gonzo. That's all right, because Roberta and I like to cuddle up and cozy up to each other, and this
speak
gives
for
us
yourself,
the
boss.
Perfect opportunity. Sandra Bullock yesterday donated $1 million to the Red Cross in support of their relief efforts in Japan. She said, quote, "The American Red Cross is extremely grateful for the generous support from me.
You know what amazes
so
me?
So they said, anyway. So
about these Hollywood movie star type people.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money can they be making that you
money.
Can donate $1 million? I mean, for you and I, we would donate $100.
Right. She's making a lot of dough.
I mean, $1 million.
She won an Oscar, for heaven's sakes. Yeah. So this, there's a mixed emotion with me as I give you that information, because I don't support the Red Cross. I think they're a horrible operator. I just don't like the way they do business, and most of the big charities are not. That's why there are all kinds of things. If you go to DougStephan.com to the USAID, you can click on that, the USAID box, to find out where, if you want to give. But, by the way, Americans aren't giving. That's one of the things. The side story here is that Americans aren't giving much to Japan. This has been the largest donation to this point from anybody individually or in corporates, as big organizations. What's the money going to be used for? In terms of the Red Cross, you never know. That's why people are sort of backing away from it. But there are ways that you can help. It's just that it seems Americans think that the Japanese are rich. It's not like giving to something going on in Rwanda, for example. But I happen to like Sandra Bullock, and I think if I were a celebrity, though, I don't think I'd say, and if I gave $1 million, I wouldn't want people to know it anyway. I'd say, please don't tell everybody it was me that gave it to you. It's an anonymous gift. But I don't think she's the type to beat her chest and say, I'm a great person because I gave $1 million. But by the same token, I think it would be, maybe it's just the example that's set and it'll give other people the opportunity. Okay, well, she's doing it. Maybe I'll give $100, as you just suggested. Maybe that's what it's about, because there are some who are concerned that we're not able to raise money, but people are tapped out. As somebody said in the last hour to me, Roberta, people are just tapped out. A lot of people gave to the what was the last thing? The Haitian earthquake, and they really needed it. All right, so anyway, here's the next item. This is sort of a reflection on what's going on. I think that it is good news that the U.N. Security Council has authorized a no-fly zone over Libya and has said to nations to use all means necessary to protect civilians. I think the United States, morally bankrupt, frankly, and I'm not one of these people who likes to point the finger at us, the Europeans who haven't done anything, morally bankrupt. This guy's killing, not that it isn't what he did. Somebody sent me an email after I said something similar to this yesterday. Said, well, that's what he does. Okay, that doesn't mean we have to let them do it. Why is that appropriate for us to let? These are human beings.
Yeah.
Just because they're in a country that isn't necessarily the most progressive in the world, why wouldn't you want to stop that as a human being, one human being to another? You can say, well, it's none of our business. I normally would agree with that. I don't think we ought to be sticking our nose. I don't think we should be in Afghanistan. Never thought we should go to Iraq. Once we were there, okay, we got to stay and clean up the mess. That becomes necessary. But in this circumstance, whether there are those who want to try to convince us that we'll go to war with Libya. They're going to go to war with Libya. Libya's got 24 planes. In 15 minutes.
24?
They have 24 planes. In 15 minutes, you shoot them all down, and that's the end of it. And they make this big deal out of it. So the Russians, the Chinese, the Germans, the Indians, the Brazilians, the resolution passed 10-0, 5 abstentions, Russia, China, Germany, India and Brazil. So why wouldn't you want to go down and keep these people from getting killed? I don't get it. But there's always going to be disagreements. The UN Security Council says that we ought to freeze the assets of the Libyan National Oil Corporation and the central bank there, because Gaddafi uses like his own credit card. It's like he owns them, and he did.
You know,
it's the same with Mubarak in Egypt. Same exact thing. But we have no immediate plans to do what they've asked us to do. The French are thinking about doing it. Again, 15 minutes, you shoot all the planes down, end of story. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Follow us online at DougSteffen.com and the Facebook page as well. Easy to get to that. You go to the listen box. Speaking of listening, how many people were listening and or watching American Idol last night as the show began? The 12 who were left performed together. Here's some of that. Roberta is kind of clued in on this, so she'll help us.
Told me when I was young, all boys were kind. So hold your head up, girl, then you'll go far. Listen to me when I say, like a true nature child, we were born, born to be wild.
All right, what was the origin of this music? They earlier this week would be singing songs, as we recall, from their birth year.
Right.
So what was what?
Maybe
the
this is the same thing.
Is this the same thing?
A medley, you know?
All right. One of the things that they
the
did,
worst
I guess,
part of American Idol is the medley.
Yeah.
Oh, right. This is awful.
Yeah. It's, well, it's sort of aimed at, I think, appealing to a different audience
so
than the
awful.
Younger people that are there. Okay. So one of the things they seem to do traditionally is do a commercial.
Yeah.
And they did a Ford commercial, and here it is.
Start my movie to be a comedy, not quite the tragedy that it's become. More slapstick than chick flick, more Caddyshack than Back to Back. If you know, turn on the camera, come on to the extra bar, and make a few of because the big screen's calling, why don't casting call?
Get this. I don't follow the lyrics.
I don't either. It's
supposed to be a Ford commercial. Isn't that what it says on your sheet, Peter, too?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a Ford,
Ford
yeah,
commercial.
Yeah, that's what they do every time they do a Ford commercial.
Some of the former winners, Lee DeWise, what year was he? When was he the winner?
Season 9?
Was it 9?
I think.
Anyway, he was there to
or
perform.
Eight or 9.
Last night on American Idol.
Well, maybe I can fix it.
I love his voice.
You do?
Yeah.
Peter, play cut 1815 because it'll be interesting as a winner what advice he had for the current contestants.
Just remember why you tried out in the first place, you know, because at the end of the day, no matter when you leave, it's you still love music and you're still going to keep doing it, so you guys are fine no matter what happens.
Huh, okay. I guess that's pretty good advice. Yeah. Also, highly touted, I remember Ryan plugging the night before as I was watching it, that the Black Eyed Peas would be there to perform, and so they were. So they were. That's 1819.
Honey got a pussy on steaming. She give her hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got a river dreaming, dreaming. Yeah, baby, I'm feeling.
All right. So we get the drift. They are very popular. One of the reasons for last night's the focus on the show is because somebody else is voted off. And here it turns out the singer, the performer, who would be on the stage for the last time was Karen Rodriguez.
Yeah, that wasn't a surprise.
Then a hero comes along.
Why do you say that?
Because she's so off-key, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Listen to her. She's missing the notes.
And the judges didn't use the save on her. So they have the same opinion that you do, apparently. And by the way, she... Play 1822. That's her reaction to having to leave, Peter.
That's not it.
Been on this journey for such a long time now, and it's like I just had my last opportunity. I don't want to cry, but it just felt great to at least have that one chance. You know?
All right, well, it's okay. You've got a little recognition, a little fame. Nothing wrong with that. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the New York Times will begin charging users for any content beyond 20 articles a month. To view all of its contents will cost $35 a month for the all-digital access pass. A paywall has been a long time coming and will officially launch at the end of this month. In other news, the United States Air Force is using special software to manage phony identities on popular social media websites. When questioned about it, they replied that for collecting data outside the United States, the technique isn't new, but the platform is. Even spying has gone social. And finally, Canadian researchers have found a way to use remote-controlled nanoparticles to fight cancerous cells. Doctors can guide the magnetic nanoparticles through arteries using a remote control and target cancerous tissue. Nanotechnology is becoming an increasingly popular and powerful technique in cancer-fighting research. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, and in recognition of the fact that after Roberta does her Queen of Cheap routine, we're going to spend some time talking about a lot of things from the world of television. Here is our TV quickie quiz. Are you ready?
Ready.
On Happy Days, Richie's mom, Mrs. Cunningham, was the only one in Milwaukee who could get away with calling the Fonz what name? 800-510-8255. For those of you who are fans of Happy Days, go back in your mind, reach back into the crevices of your cerebrum or cerebellum or frontal lobe or wherever it is. So go into your mind.
Just Google it.
Yeah, well, no, that's not fun. On Happy Days, but that's the trouble. Everybody does that, but it still makes it fun. It's okay. Happy Days, Richie's mom, Mrs. Cunningham, was the only one in Milwaukee who could get away with calling the Fonz by what name? 800. Look at, okay, we'll have some action on this. 800-510-8255. All right, so let's get to the Queen of Cheap, because she really can. Roberta, as the Queen of Cheap, can really save you money. If you want some backup info on this, go to DougSteffen.com, the Queen of Cheap box, as she outlines Freebie Friday.
She's
the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Like Charlotte when she's when she's talking.
I thought you were doing a turkey.
Yeah, no, that's you.
Okay.
All right.
Picture People. You got a free 10x13. That's pretty big, folks. So you can take your little one to Picture People, and we have the coupon for that: a free 10x13 or a free 8x10 portrait, an additional 20% off additional portraits. Bath and Body Works has a couple of really good freebies going on this weekend. Saturday from 1 to 5, you can get a free tote and a free full size body lotion when you purchase any Signature Collection item. No coupon required, but we have all the information for you. This This is a good one. Free subscription to Women's Day magazine. This is going to go fast, so make sure you go to DougStephan.com and click on the free magazine offer there. And lots of free stuff for your baby. We have a terrific link to Babies Online. You can get free subscriptions to Baby Talk magazine, American Baby magazine, free formula samples, diapers, all that sort of stuff. And Bath and Body Works also this weekend, a free travel side signature collection item. So you can get a whole bunch of stuff in Bath and Body Works. I don't know how they do it. We've got buy one, get one free of Athanos hummus, which is actually a really good hummus. We use it instead of using mayonnaise, Doug.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise is really high in fat and uppy stuff.
Yeah.
That when we make egg salad or even on like turkey and cheese sandwiches, stuff like that,
yes.
Victoria loves hummus. And you can do add-ins, too. You can add in different spices to give it, like, a little bit more of a kick or hot sauce or something. It's a great, great product. So you get buy one, get one free. And we have all the info on DougStephan.com. This is a heads-up for March 24th, a free bottle of Suave Professionals, either shampoo or conditioner, but you have to be the first 200,000 registrants on their Facebook page. That's on March 24th only. And over at Sephora, oh, I wish Jen was here, you can get a free 7-in-1 full-action mascara at the Sephora inside of JCPenney.
I'm going to get that. That sounds
You're going
like,
to get the mascara?
Oh, my God.
You're
going to
become
great.
A metrosexual? You're going to put on eyeliner and mascara,
yeah,
Doug? I love guys who wear eyeliner.
We'll love it. The cows absolutely love it.
Or you can bat your eyes at them and they'll go, moo.
Those big brown eyes of theirs.
You'll go, moo.
Right.
Moo.
All right, so there are lots of things that
I want this on video.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Also, you can click at DougStephan.com for the exclusive supermarket coupons that we have. You can save money there. So this week we had free appetizers and pizza. Mm-hmm. And didn't we earlier on? What was that? Who?
Those free appetizers at Hooters.
At Hooters?
Yes.
Woohoo!
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, all right. So that's gone, though, right?
Yes, that was just for Valentine's. Not for Valentine's, sorry, for St. Patrick's Day.
The free chili, is that gone, too?
That's still going. The cheese and queso at Chili's, yes, that's still on there.
Okay. So we update these things. When the things go away, do they automatically, like we have free magazines and
it's
books?
It's supposed to work like that.
Yeah, it is.
Whether it does, I don't know. But it's supposed to work like
also,
that.
Also, check out, we have two different pictures of you, by the way. I like that. The Queen of Cheap, one picture with you smiling. The Goddess of Green has you very serious.
Very serious.
Yeah, very serious.
Well, green is serious stuff.
All right. Well, the Goddess of Green, there are some tips in there all the time. The point is that we have a whole raft of very good tips for you at Good Day, the Good Day Show, or DougStephan.com. Also, in the photo box, you can see pictures of me doing silly things at the Arnold a couple of weeks ago, including fencing with a 9-year-old boy. If you'd like to check that out. And guess who won that altercation?
Who won?
All right. 21 before the hour. Before we get to the television report itself, the question goes back to Happy Days, and Richie's mom, who was Mrs. Cunningham, she was the only one who could call the Fonz what name. That's what we're interested in learning. Bob's in Leonardtown, Maryland. Bob, where is Leonardtown specifically?
About 60 miles south of the Capitol on the Chesapeake Bay, the Naval Air Station down here.
Oh, okay. Good.
Pretty area.
Yeah, it is a neat area. And they're beginning now really to green up, too, isn't it, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So back to Happy Days. What was the only thing that Richie's mom, she was the only one who could get away with calling the Fonz what?
I think it was Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur. What was his last name, remember?
Arthur Fonzarelli.
That is correctamundo. Arthur Fonzarelli. She was the only one who could do that. What else do you remember from that show? You were a fan of the show, obviously. I don't think, unless you watched the show all the time, you wouldn't have gotten that. So what was there about the show that appealed to you, Bob?
I watched it on reruns as a kid.
Yeah.
Every time he hit the jukebox, I thought I was cool just like him.
Well, you are in your own way, aren't you?
And for that.
Yeah. Do you have children?
Yeah, six of them.
Really?
Six, God
bless.
Woo.
How, age range from what to what?
From 6 months to 14 years.
Good Lord.
Woo.
So how much time do you spend with them, and in that time, do you spend time either watching television or doing video stuff? And how do you craft rules for what you want your children to do or not do when it comes to, again, either something simple like television or video, whether it's video games or just using the Internet?
Most of the stuff they watch is on TiVo because I don't know what kind of commercials are going to be on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got bad, there's some, Nickelodeon's got some, you know, Nick at Night commercials that I don't want them to see.
Right. And but do they understand that? Do they understand there are things you don't want them to see, and do you explain it to them, or are they just, when they look at it, they don't see it, so they don't ask any questions, like don't ask, don't tell, sort of?
Like don't ask, don't tell.
You sly, crafty devil, you. All right, Bob, hold on just a second. We're going to send you. Are you a skier?
Negative.
Negative, all right.
Negative.
So we'll do Doug Steffen stuff with you. Hold on just a second. Bob, you're a good man. Thank you. Interesting. Story. It's always the story. I always love to know from parents what they are actually doing when it comes to that sort of thing, because there's so much opportunity for the kids to get lost in all of that. There really is. It's I don't think I'm telling you anything. What I have told people today earlier that they didn't know was the relationship of bananas to radiation. Did you know that the potassium in bananas is radiated? There's a concept that has been, there's an explanation now called the BED, the banana equivalent dose of radiation, the common banana. The common banana is radioactive. What, you don't believe me? But why is it you always, everybody,
come on,
when I come up with stuff like this.
Yeah,
go,
when you come up with stuff like
go,
this.
No.
Exactly.
Why do I come up with stuff like this? Because I know, and I have an inquisitive mind, and inquiring minds want to know. And so I wanted to find out what we all talk about Three Mile Island and Chernobyl and what's going on in Japan.
So you just kind of woke up at 3 in the morning and said,
right.
I wonder if bananas are radioactive.
There's something else here, right. And bananas are radioactive enough to regularly cause false alarms on radiation sensors. And so if you are eating bananas or kidney beans or potatoes or nuts or sunflower seeds, they all have, they're really naturally radioactive, a lot of potassium in them, and you ought to know that one way or the other. The more you fly, the fewer bananas you should eat. Keep that in mind when they serve you later. The other day at breakfast on the plane, I was served a banana.
Well, you're not supposed to bring bananas on boats. It's supposed to be bad luck.
But
I don't know why.
Bananas don't go on boats.
No, bananas on boats are bad luck.
Yeah. All right, the next time, though, the flight attendant serves me with my breakfast a banana, I'm going to give it back to her. Do you think she'll be insulted or take it the wrong way?
I don't know, Doug. Yeah.
Take your banana back. I'm not eating this banana. All right, enough of that silly stuff. We'll find out what's going on in the world of television in a moment. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day with Roberta. I'm Doug.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. What song is that, Ruth?
Sometimes I wonder about you, Doug.
Why, sometimes? Right? Not all the time. What is this?
Born Free.
What?
Born Free.
No, no.
Yes, it is. Da, 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 no. Da, 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 da.
Day-o, day-o, midnight come and I want to go home.
Doug, you are a lot of things, but musical you are not.
The Banana Boat song. Bill wants to talk to us about bananas. All right, Bill, are you bananas?
I am bananas, Doug. I actually was a mechanic in the Navy that worked on our nuclear reactors. And when you get out of the Navy, they do a test to see how much full-body radiation you had received.
Yeah.
And what we would do is we would eat as many bananas before that test as we could to try to peg the meter.
Yeah. Really?
You know, our doses
were
really,
you people
really
think
low.
That I'm crazy. Yeah, Bill, as soon as he heard that, knew what I was talking about, right, Bill?
Yes, that's very true. The potassium in the bananas, I just thought everything has radiation, but potassium itself is a heavier nucleus, so it's
right.
Very radioactive.
Yeah. So there, Roberta. All right,
okay.
Bill, you're a good man. Thank you for helping me stand my ground. I appreciate your experience. That's a good story in and of itself. All right, speaking of stories, time for us to check out what's going on. Television news today, the fellow from Nip Tuck, Dylan Walsh, mm-hmm. Remember him? No, you don't remember him.
That I don't.
Didn't you? I thought you watched it.
No, I never watched that show. Yeah. I live it in real life.
That's right, too. I forgot. How silly of me.
Why should I watch the show? It's not real.
I was going to join Poppy Montgomery. Remember her? She was in the thing with La Paglia. I never can remember the name of that show, and I like the show. Where you're lost and they try to find you. The FBI... The show. She was the second lieutenant there. What the heck is the name of that show? That's awful. Where'd they go? Who knows? Who remembers that? You don't remember either, Roberta. Mm-hmm. You don't even remember the show. I liked her anyway on it. It's a new CBS drama. It's going to follow a former detective named Carrie Wells, who has the special ability to remember everything. Wow, that sounds cool. NBC has renewed The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Community.
Now, I've never watched any of those. Have you?
On the plane. I never watch them. Yeah. I don't watch them at home. I watch them on the plane. And The Office, Steve Carell's leaving, so it's one of those shows, okay, how are you going to save that? It's kind of the same thing as happens with like 2 1/2 Men. You'll be able to save that show or not. By the way, if you notice, there's not a lot of stuff floating around about Charlie, a couple of more dates for his tour, but I haven't seen much stuff about Charlie Sheen the last couple of days. Without a trace, thank you to the listener who just called. Thank you. I have a block about the name of that show, and I've always liked the show, Without a Trace. Okay, good. Thank you. Let's see here. What else do we have? The former American Idol contestant Catherine McPhee, co-starring with Deborah Messing in, the TV musical Smash. Now, how do you think that's, what's...
Huh?
Can you imagine?
Smash?
What's Smash?
I don't
music
know.
It's supposed to be like Glee. Everybody's trying to knock off Glee.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, they all want to do things like the Glee stuff. Here's something I found interesting. There was a reporter in Mexico, a radio and television anchor named Carmen Aristegui, who lost her job for broadcasting rumors about Mr. Calderon and his alcoholism. You wonder about whether that could happen in America. 51 after on Good Day.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Something that sounded like the intro, but sorry, we don't have perfection here. It's Tom Parsons from Best Fares Magazine. Well, it used to be Best Fares Magazine. How long has it been? I say bestfares.com most of the time. I don't know what made me say Best Fares Magazine. That's how it started out. Tom's been doing this for 23, 24 years?
No, it started in 82.
82, so 29 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So when did I came upon you in 88, I think, wasn't it?
That's when I started doing a lot of radio, yeah.
Yeah, right. So Tom's reason for being is to talk about how you can save money traveling. And at first we spent, and I think we still do spend a lot of time talking about air travel, what's going on. And the cruise market has opened up as well. And you're really focused on what people can do deal-wise. I mean, there's a lot of circumstances, and you can go to bestfares.com through DougStefan.com. I just clicked on it here to see what they have. As a matter of fact, I'm getting a lot of hype from the various airline connections that I have, like American and AirTran and Delta and I don't know, whoever else sends me all of this stuff with cruises. So the airlines are working with the cruise lines in order to put together packages. That's not anything necessarily new, is it?
No, I mean, It's just big revenue for them.
These prices are so cheap? How can it be big revenue?
Well, they still get a depends on how they play the game.
Cruise lines. You're talking about the airlines.
The airlines. In other words, if you bundle something with the cruise lines, they're going to give you a higher commission rate than the hotels will.
So the airlines are in business to make a commission instead of sell seats in a plane.
Well, they like to do both. It's a double whammy for them.
Well, so. Who does the best job of all the airlines? You partner with some of these airlines and cruise lines.
We really still believe you should try to use the lowest airfare to your cruise ship. Okay, we don't care if it's American or Delta or Southwest or whoever. The only problem I have is some people like to try to take a plane down to Fort Lauderdale, and the ships usually leave at 5, 6 o'clock at night,
yep.
And you leave the day of the cruise. Okay,
right.
I think it's the worst thing you can possibly do since the airlines are so dependable on getting you there on time.
Right, okay. He said that facetiously. All right, so let's use as an example, a friend of mine took a cruise from Fort Lauderdale. She came from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Flew down. The cruise leaves at 5 o'clock, don't they? 6 o'clock,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So you leave Chicago. Normally you'd think if you left Chicago on, let's say, a mid-morning flight or late-morning flight, it's only a 2-hour and 20-minute ride at the most from Chicago down to Fort Lauderdale. So you arrive in Fort Lauderdale at 2 o'clock and right. You take a cab over. You should have plenty of time to get there well before the 5 o'clock deadline, right?
You would think.
So, but this year hasn't been like that.
Oh, no, I would say this. I mean, you're stressing out if you're trying to. I mean, I live in Dallas. I have taken a ship out of Galveston, Texas, which is a Houston. I have left at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, to take the plane down to Houston Hobby and drive the 50 miles down to Galveston.
Yeah.
But you're on pins and needles all day. I just think if you go, you're going down for taking a cruise, go in the night before. That way you've got, you know, Murphy Law sets in, you're covered. If you miss your plane, you're covered. Because, again, if you miss that ship, then it's your responsibility to catch up to that ship.
Right.
And therefore, if it goes to, and even if in San Juan, now San Juan cruises go out at 10 p.m. usually, and that's still one of my favorite cruise destinations because you pick up a whole bunch of little small islands, like the one we have today. If you're 55 and over, we have, I call it the baby boomer rate. Of course, the cruise lines call it a senior rate.
Yeah,
but
right.
I like baby boomer better. And yeah. Just because I'm in that league. Just like
exactly. We're all in that together, and we don't want to be. Baby boomer sounds much better than I want the senior ticket, please.
Yeah, I know. But I don't mind asking for it anymore. You know,
yeah.
It's just a give it
all
to
right,
me.
So here I'm looking at this promotion for $40 a day cruises. Airfare from, for example, you were just talking about Galveston over to where the port, I think it's Fort Lauderdale, $62.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense? $54 from New Orleans over, $40 from Mobile, Alabama over to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, it's in, I'm sure if you can get those prices, that will work.
Yeah. All right, so we go to bestfares.com. Go to DougStephan.com. See Tom Parsons' picture. Click on that. It goes into what the deals are, the special deals this week, for those of you who are listeners to the Doug program, and it includes some cruise stuff, but specials on flying certain places, ways for you to dig into the discounts. It's all right there. If you dig the Dugger, you'll dig the discounts. DougStephan.com.